Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It is Friday evening. I want to thank everyone for joining me on To The Point with Will Johnson. Thank you for joining me. I will open up the phone lines. You know, I like to open up the phone lines on Friday evening and take your phone call to talk about what took place throughout the week. We can also talk about other stuff. I like to leave it open. We can have the discussion that you want to have even. All right. So we are headed for the hearings in the Senate, or not the hearings, but the court here, I guess it's the court hearings, right? Where they're going to, the trial in the Senate. So Nancy Pelosi is supposedly going to hand over the articles of impeachment to get it going, because I guess there's a lot of Democrats that was approaching her about doing it, about her holding it off, because it's going to end up hurting them during the 2020 election. So the Democrats, they spend every day trying to make it look like President Trump. They're trying to discredit him. They're still going after him with the him taking out Soleimani in Iraq at the airport. They're trying to make it look like President Trump was only doing it to distract. They said President Trump was only doing it for political reasons. They're saying that President Trump, everything that President Trump has done has led us up to the conflicts that we're having in the Middle East. They're blaming President Trump for everything. I mean, seriously, the sky turned dark and the rain started falling is President Trump's fault, because he took money out of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's all President Trump's fault. All of it. Okay, like I said, I want to thank everyone for joining me this Friday evening. Like I said, I will be opening up the phone lines. I have a few clips that I'm going to play for you. We are live on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and Twitch. If you go over to Twitch, just look up Unite America First, and you will find us on Twitch, and the same thing on Periscope and Facebook and YouTube. So we are live and direct. And, oh, of course, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, look up To The Point with Will Johnson, and you can listen to the archive. And also, we'll have the Blog Talk. We actually have the Blog Talk on the website where you can see that as well. If you go to uniteamericafirst.com and you just scroll down just a little bit, you can see the video I did, my little ad there with me, and you can see right here in the, just below the video on the main screen on uniteamericafirst.com, you will see To The Point with Will Johnson. You can listen to me on TuneIn as well. That's TuneIn. A lot of people are not aware it is an app that you can get on your mobile device, and you can listen to the podcast as well as other things, other talk shows and other sports that's taking place and other news. But let's get into it. So I was watching the Communist News Network today, and of course they have to make it look like, you know, they're trying to say that President Trump is the one that's always in the wrong here. President Trump is in the wrong. And they love to make it out. They love to make out President Trump to be the bad guy. And CNN is in Iraq, and they're talking about how the Iraqis don't want Americans there that's pushing bad information or bad ideas or just the bad sources from America. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, if that's the case, then why in the world is CNN there? Why is CNN there if that's the case? So listen to this. This was in Iraq today.
They say, most of them at least, that they want the Iranians and their influence out.
They want negative American influence out. Many we have spoken to say they understand why the U.S. did what it did, but do not agree with it happening on Iraqi soil.
They want negative American influence out. Then why in the world is CNN there? Are they not listening to the people? They're trying to say President Trump is not listening to them. Is CNN not listening either? I mean, because think about it. CNN, MSNBC, the whole liberal media, they are one of the main reasons why we have all of the issues in this country right now. They're one of the main reasons why we have all these issues in America. Because of what CNN has been putting out, what the liberal media has been telling everybody. That's one of the main reasons why we have all of the turmoil, all of the negativity, because they have been spewing it out there all this time. They're the ones that's dividing this country. Nancy Pelosi even said that they take the propaganda and they'll put it out to the liberal media, and then the liberal media will regurgitate it, and then it goes back to the DNC. And then they'll act like, oh, yeah, this is all new. She let the cat out the bag on that one. So why are we listening? Why is CNN not listening to the people if they don't want negative American influence there? I mean, it's a really good question, right? Really good question. Okay, so like I said, this is Friday night, and I do have some clips, but I'm going to take some phone calls as well if you want to call me and talk to me. But we are on Blog Talk Radio. I know a lot of people, I've actually started getting some people to listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm doing all of this on my own. I am no longer with a major outlet. I'm doing this all on my own, and everything that comes in that helps me, I greatly appreciate it because I can't do this without you. So I am trying my hardest here. Okay. So let's go. I have another one here for you. Now, this one, this clip here, I really want to drill into this. This is on CNN. They were talking about is it acceptable for President Trump to take out Soleimani or any other dictator on the planet, or any other monster on the planet? Is it okay for President Trump to do it? Is it okay for President Trump to take out someone who is killing Americans? Is it okay? Is it okay for President Trump to go and remove someone like Soleimani? I mean, how do you even ask that question when he's already killed over 600 Americans? And you have to ask that question? You really have to ask that question. Listen to this.
Is it acceptable to kill the top military leader of a country without being formally at war?
Well, that gets very complicated in the context of international law and what judgments you can make. The president does have a right, if there is imminent attack or some exigent reason for moving, to take steps to protect the United States of America.
See, that's not the answer she wanted. See, John Kerry, he had to admit it. If there's a valid reason to take out a monster that's killing Americans, then yes. He didn't directly say yes, but that's not the answer she wanted. She wanted him to say no. You shouldn't ever take out a monster that's killing Americans. But that's exactly what President Trump did. And they're trying to make it like, oh, President Trump is just creating this war environment in the Middle East. Are we at war with Iran? Are we at war with Iraq? Who are we at war with? ISIS? Yeah. But if it's like Nancy Pelosi talking about MS-13, how MS-13 are not monsters, oh, they're human beings. They're human beings. But they're killing many, many people. But Nancy Pelosi just keeps saying, oh, they're human beings. And that what they're saying, the same thing about ISIS members. Do we remember what ISIS has been doing to the American, to just people, Christians specifically? And then we want to say that they're human beings? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not at all. And I really question, do the Democrats really, really support America? I mean, what part do the Democrats support of America? What parts do they support of America? I mean, it's like they're more concerned about these other countries than they are the American people. Speaking about that, there's an article that's out right now where Ben Carson, he's looking to remove undocumented people from the HUD housing. And he's going to make it to where poor Americans can use those facilities instead. Can you imagine how the Democrats are going to act out on this? Ben Carson is about to remove people that are in the country unlawfully and make these housing facility available to American citizens. And I guess what is the left going to say, that Ben Carson is now racist? Are they going to say, Ben Carson, you're racist for doing that? How dare you, Ben Carson? Let me say this too. YouTube, now I've actually chatted with the YouTube support team, and while I was chatting with them, people were just being removed from my channel. And I'm seeing more and more people just getting removed, and I'm actually having people send me messages asking why have they been removed from my channel. And I don't even think there's an option for me to remove someone from the channel. It's at your discretion if you want to watch my videos or not. And while I was chatting with the YouTube support, more people were removed from my channel. And I don't know how to get around this hurdle other than to ask people to please make sure and to check to make sure you're subscribed. And to ask anyone that is new watching, please subscribe. It is free. Please subscribe. And hit the bell if you don't mind. Ring my bell. But it's really difficult trying to keep it going when you have everything against you like this. When you have YouTube against you, and, you know, the person I was talking to was trying to be nice, being pleasant, trying to act like they're, you know, just being neutral. But, I mean, I question a lot of it. It says the HUD intends to roll out the proposal over the next few weeks that prohibits, and the I word, immigrant. I'm trying not to say that because then they'll flag this video. You understand what I'm saying. From residing in subsidized housing, even if they are not direct recipients of the benefits. Okay. HUD currently estimates that tens of thousands of HUD assisted housing households are headed by non-citizens. You hear that? So just think about that. In LA alone, there's over 50,000 people that are homeless in LA. Over 50,000. And majority of the HUD houses that's being occupied right now are people that are here that are non-citizens. It's almost like the Democrats, I mean, and that goes right back to my question, do the Democrats really, really support America? Do they really support America? I mean, after all this time, them, it's like they spend most of their time, their concentration on how to impeach the MF-er, right? They spend the last 3.5 years how to do that. And now they want to spend all the time, how to remove him. And they're trying, and Nancy Pelosi is trying her darndest to make it possible for her to control the Senate so that she can have him removed. They all want to remove. And I'm going to be honest with you. When the 2016 election first started, I was for Ben Carson as president. And I was like, I said, you know what? I like Trump's attitude. And I was thinking like Trump could be that, get him. Get him. Ben Carson be like, you know, this is me. This is how I was in the beginning, because I really didn't know, you know, how I felt about Trump. I didn't dislike Trump, but I was thinking, I said, man, if Ben Carson became president, then I would still want Trump to be there. But I'm very happy and I'm very thankful that President Trump is the president, that Trump is the president. Now, I'm very happy that is the outcome of, you know, the 2016 election. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy about that. But I thought Ben Carson would have made an excellent president as well. You know, he's just the only thing about Ben Carson, he might be a little too mild mannered. Right. We need someone like President Trump to just hit back hard. We need someone like President Trump to hit back hard. Right. And God heard our prayers, because I'm going to tell you, I prayed, and I never prayed for a politician in my life, but I prayed that Trump would become president, and he did, and I wasn't the only one. Okay, so I'm going to open up the phone lines. The number is 319-527-3453. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or tune in, the number is 319-527-3453. For everyone else that is watching, it is right there on the screen, and you heard it as well. Okay, let me talk about this one other thing before we get into this. New York City. They are on the verge of allowing undocumented non-citizens to vote. Yes, you heard me correctly. In San Francisco, I think it was maybe a year, 2 years ago, they passed in San Francisco a law to make it to where illegals could vote at the local state level. They did this in San Francisco, where non-citizens could vote at the state, local level, right? And they were just saying, oh, it's only for the school board. It's only for, you know, small things like that. See, that was just the gateway to it, for them to get to the federal level. Because in the state of California, you can get driver's license. And once you get driver's license in the state of California, you're registered to vote. New York City right now, The state Senate passed legislation that would automatically register all residents to apply for a driver license. Same thing in South California. Same thing. And it includes non-citizens, well, it says the I word, aliens and non-citizens, in January, were given the right to obtain a driver license in the state. This is the mechanism the Democrats are going to use to prevent another Republican from walking through the doors of the White House. I've repeated that so many times, I'm tired of saying it, but it's going to be actual truth. And it's going to be, and you know what's going to happen? It's going to be, oh, I remember this guy with dreadlocks. He was saying something about the Democrats doing something, and we would never, ever get another Republican, or people won't even remember that I was even saying it. It's just like, I'm just saying it, but most people will be like, okay, he said it, but he didn't say it. He said it, but he didn't say it. Okay, so let me play one more clip here, and then after I play this clip, I will open up the phone lines, okay? I see people calling in. I'm going to start taking your phone call here. This video clip, this is one with John Kerry where he is talking about how President Trump is alienating us from our allies in the Middle East. Now, President Trump is getting America to be respected again in the Middle East. He's getting America to be respected. And they have that's their problem with it, because they're not running over us any longer, right? So for the Democrats, because we're not bowing down to these world leaders and we're getting respected, it is a problem for the Democrats.
And moreover, the president has alienated our allies, the people who have been trying to stay in this agreement because they know that the agreement is sound and it's working. And they believe that the president has really shut the door to the kinds of diplomacy that could actually advance America's interests and make America safe.
You hear that? America's interests, right? And not making America safe. Okay. Like I said, I am going to open up the phone lines. Let me get to it here. All right, let's go to it. Let's see. Let's go. Let me fix it here. Let's go to Liz. You there?
I am. How are you doing, stranger?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Good. Yeah, my sister came up from Florida, so I was a little busy. I was preoccupied. So anyway, let me tell you about this guy that got killed. I don't know if a lot of people remember this, but in 1979, the embassy in Tehran was taken. Over 52 hostages were taken. Those people were held for 444 days. And this part, I want to say the word, but I'm not going to, jerk, was part of those students that took over that embassy. You can see pictures of him. If you go to WikiLeaks or online, there's a picture of him standing right next to one of the blindfolded prisoners.
Really?
This
Soleimani
has been like this for
really
decades. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they seem to forget all about that. He's the reason I went in the Marine Corps. When they had that building in Tehran, that's why I went in December 1979. I'd had enough. They wouldn't send me to war because, being a woman, at that time we weren't allowed to go. But I'd be damned if I wasn't going to free up some man to go if we needed to.
Wow. Let me ask you this. So why do you think the Democrats are so concerned that President Trump took him out, as if it was, you know, like President Trump was wrong?
They're concerned about him being taken out. They're concerned about their own self-interest being found out. Because they paid off by Iran. I can guarantee it. That money didn't go to the Iran people. We already know that. It went to terrorism, and it went to buy the deals with Kerry and Obama, all of them. Those men didn't get rich off of nothing. They sure as heck didn't get rich off of what they made, you know, as you know, a congressman like Pelosi. They didn't get rich that way. No way. No way, no how. These people have been in a tank with Iran for decades. And other people, not just Iran. They were all making money. There is no doubt. And you can call this conspiracy theory. You can call it whatever you want. But I guarantee you, if they dig deep enough, they're going to find it. Look at it. Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Biden's son. Gee, isn't that unusual? Russia and Ukraine. They're all involved in some way with some real company over in Iran. I mean, in Russia or Ukraine. I guarantee you. Those
well, I know
are also
And the
Middle East.
I saw some reports actually where they were talking about that some of the politicians have dealings with Iran, and that's the reason why they're acting out the way they're acting.
Exactly, I had no doubt in my mind. They're snakes. They're sleazy, slimy snakes. And the other thing I found out, I just found this out today, there was a professor in California. He's the one that redrew the lines here in Virginia so that Northern Virginia came under Democrat majority. Yeah. It was some professor in California that redid these lines. Why are these people like him, Blumenthal, whatever the hell his name is, I don't even remember. I'm so angry. Soros, Holder, why are they getting involved in Virginia's business is what I want to know.
Yeah. You're in Virginia, right?
Not Virginia, it's a big state.
You're in Virginia, right?
I went to the Second Amendment rally here in Spotsylvania County. I mean, I'm with a walker going to this meeting.
Wow. You're in Virginia, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so I think to my understanding on the – I think if it, the 20th, if I'm not if I'm not mistaken, on the 20th, there's supposed to be a rally there. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yep. I'll send you the information if you want.
Okay, yeah, because I know on the 19th I saw one of the Democrat senators saying that on the 19th he's asking for people to come and support them in the Senate to have President Trump removed.
All over the place to support us. There are people coming from other places to support our Second Amendment because the United States knows if Virginia falls, the rest are like dominoes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, exactly.
California.
Yeah. I've been asking people to help me out so I can get there because I want to be there on the 19th and the 20th for that rally as well.
Yeah.
So I can come because I want to come and be able to show my support.
Yep. Hey, and I just got one of your shirts last week. It just arrived a couple days ago.
Awesome.
I went ahead and – oh, I love it. I mean, I buy them a size bigger, you know. I mean, like two sizes bigger because I like comfortable and roomy, you know, and I can wear it with leggings and hide my big butt. Anyway, here, because it hangs long. But, I already had the Vote Them Out shirt, and now I have the Trump is Your President shirt. And of course I've got the Vote Them Out hat too.
Nice. Have you seen the new Vote Them Out shirt I have?
I have that one with the Russian symbol on it, the sickle.
That's the Vote Them Socialists Out. I actually have another one called it says Save America in 2020, Vote Them Out. I just created this one.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I just created this one, I've had quite a few people say how much they like that one. So.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm not going to talk for very much longer, but man, I am so sick. And every time I turn around, there's another thing. If you go on my feed, you're on my feed. You should be able to see all this stuff as I'm posting it. I'm going to start putting it to your attention.
Yeah, do that.
I know you get bombarded, you know.
Well, cool.
More on Facebook. As a result, because like John McGuire, he and I met at the Second Amendment, and he's actually in our legislature in Richmond, and he's running to go up against Warner, Congress. I think he's going up to go against Congress. We got so many people going for the same position against the female Spangler. And you can't even know. I mean, we've got him. We've got a woman. Got another man. I mean, there must be 10 of them. But I got to meet this guy.
Well, interesting.
And he came up and talked to me. His name was John McGuire. And he was a former Navy SEAL. So, of course, me being a former Marine, we kind of hit it off. And I just wrote him about what's going on with this guy in California to see if we can get this all overturned about them redistricting. Because he should not have been involved at all.
Yeah.
A college professor of all things.
Yeah. Well, hey, Liz. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, I want to thank you for the call. I got a lot of people in here. So
all right. You take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Bye.
Okay. So she brought up, let me play this clip, and I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm just going to keep going to your phone calls because I see you in there. I don't want you to stay on here for too much longer. Let me play this clip here because I'm afraid I'm going to run out of time before I get to it. This is President Trump. Is this the right one here? No, this is it right here. I think this is it here. Yeah, this is it here. Well, President Trump talked about how Iran got the money for the missiles.
Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013, and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree, funded by the money from the deal, and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration.
See that? That's how they got the money to take out or have all those missiles and other means of being to be aggressive the way they are. Hey, I want to say thank you to Miller on YouTube for the donation. Thank you. God bless. It's really going to help. I'm trying to get everything I can so I can get my plane ticket so I can be in Virginia and D.C. on the 19th and the 20th. Okay, I believe this is Autumn. Is that right? Thank you for calling me. Hello? You there? Going once? Going twice? All right, let's go to the next one here. Let me see who's been on here the longest. Look like, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling me.
Hey, I've talked to you before. I'm in Northern California. So what do you think about Hillary and Obama taking out Gaddafi? And that was fine and dandy.
When they took
they had
out
no problems with that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, just think about it. It's the same thing when it happened when they took out the four Americans in Benghazi. Obama and Hillary didn't have any problems with that either.
Yeah, when did you hear Nancy Pelosi come out and say that that they didn't need permission, like they're trying to say President Trump does?
You know what?
Go ahead. No, it's just a video of her admitting that she said that Obama and Hillary didn't need permission, that she was fine with that when they took out Gaddafi. It was hunky-dory.
Well, I mean, look who it is. It's Obama. They see Obama did nothing wrong in their eyes. Nothing.
That's appalling. And also with the voting thing, they've already taken President Trump off the ballot here in California.
Yeah. So to my understanding, they took President Trump off the ballot during the primary.
I mean Trump.
Primary.
Yeah. What did I? Yeah, I think I said yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, during the primary, right?
They did.
That's during the primary because I think it's they can't do it for the general election.
Right. But, I mean, a lot of people, that's what they count on to see who's voting. It was really weird looking at it. It was just nothing but all Democrats all the way across the ballot.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
A lot of people were, you know, calling in because, I mean, it just still feels very communistic.
It's scary.
It is very.
It's
very.
Scary.
And, yeah. And then, you know, with Newsom, what he's doing, he's already pushed through the whole bill of us taking care of all the homeless and the illegals. Or oops, whatever they're called, and you know we're going to be taxed our water. Each person in the family gets 55 gallons of water.
Yep,
I
heard
mean,
about
it's
that too.
Really bizarre. Yeah, and then he's going to be either taxing or penalizing anybody that runs like you know gas ran power tools like lawnmowers, whatever. So there goes our generators, the ones that we've you know stocked up on a generator. when our electricity goes out again, because he wants us to feel comfortable not having power.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, you know, if they can control the power and the people are not complying to what they want, then they can just, you know, disconnect you. I mean, it's the same thing
exactly.
with the electrical vehicles, right? Once they get everyone electrical vehicles, then they can control where you go, how long you're there, or where they want you to go. If they don't want you to go to a certain area, they just shut your vehicle down.
Exactly. So they're on the road to really making us a third world state here. And, you know,
yeah.
he got caught on a hot mic bragging about that. And I have so many people here that are just hate Donald Trump, and I don't get it. I just don't get it. I can't even talk to him about it.
You know what? You know what? You and millions of other people, and even some of the people that are on the left are starting to realize, like, why? What is this? I mean, because he hasn't done anything that is bad for America. He's putting us first. And why is that a problem?
I don't understand why they don't like that. Are that many people brainwashed? I mean, I get that the kids are and all that, but what about the boomers? You know, that's a bad word, the buzzword for us old people. We're boomers and we're idiots. We know nothing. And once we're dead, they really believe that once they get rid of the, I don't know, was it 55 or 60 and over, that they're going to have their little utopian world.
Yeah, yeah.
That they've always wanted.
Yep, absolutely.
And they don't realize these monsters what they have planned for them.
Nope, they don't.
And I'm tired of fighting their battle because they need to pick up the baton and get their feet wet and, you know, roll up their sleeves and fight for their country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
hey,
I know you have people on the line, honey, and thanks for picking up my call. And I know this whole Virginia thing just really creeping me out. But my thing is, I'm just wondering what Pelosi and them have planned.
Yeah.
They've got something up their sleeve.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I just every time I dread waking up and going online because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I just thank the Lord we do have Donald Trump right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for
and
calling.
I can't imagine he's going to protect him and keep watch over him because I don't think he's abused his power one iota. I believe he's doing exactly what God wants him to do for the American people.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you for calling.
Okie dokie, and you have a good
Take
night.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's been on here the longest. Okay, let's go this one here. Hello, which name were you calling
Hello.
From?
Lenny from New Jersey.
What's your name?
Lenny.
Lenny, thanks for calling me, Lenny.
Well, what's going on, man?
It's Friday night, and we're talking about, you know, just the craziness. What's on your mind?
Yep. All right, well, a few things. Going back to what you were saying about the illegal scan driver's license, is here in New Jersey, we did that too. And not only that, we're proposing this new thing where we're going to be the first state in the country where you could register to vote electronically.
Really? So they don't even have to prove who they are or anything?
Nope. You just go to this website, register to vote. But see, that really doesn't make much of a difference because since you're getting a driver's license, even if you're illegal, we have this thing where you register to vote when you go to go for your license, you could check a box that you want to register to vote. And
well, you know,
that's
the same thing they did in California.
The kicker is there's been cases here at my local DMV. We caught them. Somebody pretended that they didn't know what to do, and they said, oh, check this box, and it was to register as a Democrat.
Yeah, you know, not only that, when people become American citizens, there's these groups that will sit outside the door. And as soon as they walk out, they encourage these people to become Democrats, registered Democrats, as soon as they walk out the door. And they tell them, and they tell them, say, hey, we're here for you. Register yourself as a Democrat. I mean, they're very slick at it.
Yeah, that happened to my grandfather when he got off the boat from Italy. these guys went up to him and they made him an American citizen. He didn't even know English. Oh, just follow us. They got him a job. They made it. And then sure enough, every time there's an election, he knocked on the door. Yeah, you got to go vote.
That's crazy. But hey, Lenny, thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Take care. All right, so let me see who's been on here. Yep, we'll go right here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You there? Going once.
Going. Hey, Will.
Oh, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Hey, it's Brad Shadford from Boston, buddy.
Hey, thanks for calling me.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to let you know, dude, I'm going to be in Richmond, as I always am at these things. So if you need a place to crash, I'll hook you up, man. But here's the thing. It's a studio, so you got to sleep on one side, right? But I'll give you the right side, right? But don't you even come over onto the left side of that couch, man.
Well, wouldn't you be happy right about that, wouldn't you?
Stay on the right side of the couch where you belong, boss.
I know you'll be happy about that one, I'm sure.
Hey, dude, look, man, I got to say, you know I love you, but come on, man. You started off the show talking about, do Democrats support America? I mean, come on, man.
Let me ask you this, Brad.
I support America.
Brad, yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, sure. just to be clear. Not every single Democrat has this crazy idea like AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Rashida Tlaib.
You talk that way.
Not all of them, right?
Like
but the problem is they represent you.
Okay, well, does Louie Gohmert and Steve King and every nutbag in the Republican Party represent you?
Well, right now, who's the leader of the Democrat Party?
First of all, there's no such thing as the Democrat Party. It's called the Democratic Party. Well,
who's the leader right now?
The leader of the Democratic Party right now is Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, so who's the leader of the Republican Party right now?
Donald Trump.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi represents your Democrat Party. So because she represents your party, we can only go by on that. So President Trump represents the Republican Party.
Look. Let me throw a hypothetical at you and tell me what you think. If Nancy Pelosi had said,
is she what?
If Nancy Pelosi had said, right, say she said this, this is a hypothetical, that the single most important thing that we want to achieve is for President Trump to be a one-term president. Do you think that that's productive for America? Do you think that's a good thing?
What do you think they've been doing for the last 3 years, Brad?
Well, no, but I'm asking you, if she said that, would that be a good thing? Would that be like a thing that would bring us together to say that
no,
I want to make sure?
That's exactly what she's been doing. That's exactly what she's been doing.
Okay, well.
It's not even hypothetical speaking. It's not even hypothetical.
No, it isn't hypothetical, actually. It's not hypothetical because Mitch McConnell said that in 2010. He said the single most important thing we want to achieve is for President Obama to be a one-term president. The thing that you guys are crying about.
Okay.
Hold on a second, man. You can't cut me off. You got to give me a chance.
Okay, make it quick so I can get to these other calls. I'm running out of time here.
No, I'm saying they came out and said we want to make Obama one-term president. We want to stop him no matter what. You guys are crying about the same stuff, and I'm sorry, man, but I don't feel bad for you. I don't.
You know what the difference is here, right?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
The difference is people didn't like Obama's policies. They didn't spend 8 years, four years.
Him.
Wait a minute. See, now you're cutting me off. You don't want me to talk, right? They didn't spend they didn't spend the American tax dollars trying to impeach Obama over nothing. Here they're trying to they impeach President Trump in the House over fraudulent information, which you know and you know very well. That they don't have anything on him. That's the very reason why Nancy Pelosi was holding the articles of impeachment and say she's going to turn him over before the end of this week, supposedly now, because she wants to control the Senate. This has never happened in history, Brad. And you have to agree to that. You have to acknowledge that.
I'll tell you what. I want you to get to your calls. But I'm telling you, I'll save the right side of the couch for you, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, you can stay on the left, and I'll be on the right.
Hey, appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Take care. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. All right, now I'm starting to get close out of time, so I'm going to have to be really quick here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael Abramson from Indiana.
Hey, thanks for calling me, Michael. So tell me, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was just wondering if you heard of the Indiana Senate Bill 203.
Which bill?
Senate Bill 203 for Indiana. Basically, they want to get to our firearms, and basically they want to limit or raise the age for purchasing firearms to 21, and they also want to get rid of the high-capacity magazines and only limit it to 10 rounds.
Why does that sound like California to me? It is California.
I don't know.
California did the same thing.
Yeah, I know, and it's ridiculous because they know Indiana's a pretty conservative state, and, you know, we do a lot of hunting here, and it's pretty ridiculous.
You know what? It's for what the Democrats are trying to – how they're trying to change this country, and it reminds me of Stalin. It reminds me of the communists in the past. And, you know, when they say they're socialists, this is just them denying that they're communists. And they want to remove any means so we can protect ourselves. So then that way they can just come in and just start killing all of us that don't agree with them. I mean, it's history repeating itself. But no, I haven't heard about that bill.
Yeah.
If you don't, what was it one more time?
Senate Bill 203.
203?
Yeah.
Okay, I will take a look at it. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Yep.
Okay, let's see who's been on here the longest. I can see the system. I can tell you how long you've been on here. All right, let's go to this one. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
My name's Chad. I'm out here in, sad to say, but California.
California.
Yeah, good old San Diego, right next to the border. Hey, so I was quick calling on, you know, about that registration for voting and all that. I actually seen a thing where, you know, it said check your to see if you're Republican, what your status is. I've been a Republican my whole life. I went to the sos.ca.gov, checked, and it said no party preference.
Really?
I was blown away. Yeah, I didn't change nothing. I've never changed anything. So what I did is I clicked on the re-register, did the whole thing, you know, clicked Republican, and I waited a couple of days. I checked it, and it said the same thing. So what I had to do is just not click on re-register. I had to click on just register and do the whole thing all over again. And now I checked 4 days ago, and it's now I'm set to Republican. But from what I hear is if you're set to a no-party status, your vote, you will not be able to vote for Trump. So I don't know if that's true, but yeah.
During the primary, to my understanding, but during the general election, you can vote for whoever it is you want, because that's when they get Republicans and Democrats to vote for whoever it is.
Okay, yeah, so that's just shady, you know?
Yeah, it is shady. It is shady.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about moving out to Texas myself pretty soon.
well, come on, bring it on. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Chad.
All right. Hey, no worries. Have a good one.
Take care.
Step number one.
Yep, Trump number one. Okay, let me do this because I'm starting to get really, really close to my time here. This is another clip that I want to play that's really short. Trump is wanting to bring prayer back into schools, you know, the First Amendment. And thank you, Proud Patriot. Thank you, Proud Patriot, for the donation. Listen to Trump here.
He sees this coming, but we get involved. Very soon, I'll be taking action to safeguard students and teachers' First Amendment rights to pray in our schools. We're doing a big action. Attorney General
That's
Bill
huge.
Barr.
Wow. That's huge.
No, they want to take that right. Can you believe it? They want to take that right along with many other rights.
Meaning they want to take your First Amendment away, basically, what it comes down to. That's exactly what it comes down to. They want to take the First Amendment away. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You there? Hello, caller. Going once? Going twice? All right, let's go to this one here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Aaron from Magasota.
Aaron from Magasota. I like that. Thank you for calling me, Aaron.
Yeah, just to let you know, I called you about a year ago, and I was talking about I was moving over toward the state capitol, and we got a little thing going over here now in Minnesota. It's called Magasota, and it's a big grassroots. I know you probably talked to a couple of the ladies that are the main ones in charge of it, but it's a real big deal going on because Trump only lost the state by a point and a half in 2016. And we're really working on people to get this state turned red, you know. So it's kind of a big deal right now. I just wanted to get the word out to you. It's really good to be on the phone with you. How's it going, Will?
Good. Yeah, I talked to quite a few people there from Magasota, actually. I like that. And, you know, I mean, we've got to, I guess, you know, across the country, we've got to realize the positions we are in. Because we really have the power to make a difference. We really do have the power to make the change, and they just want us to feel like it's almost a helpless cause. And a lot of people, especially during a midterm election, a lot of people would not go out and vote because they're like, well, we voted for the president. I don't vote for the midterm. And the problem with that type of thinking, it leads us to where we are right now with the impeached president in the House.
Yeah. And they made the word impeach. They made the word impeach be like the boy who cried wolf. So now it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like they made the word impeach seem worthless now.
Yeah.
So God forbid, you know, ever a Democrat gets in office again, you know, the Republicans, all we're going to do is we're just going to make up something and impeach the president right away.
I mean, they're going to throw it right back in their face.
But then rite of passage. It's going to be a rite of passage now.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks because it's supposed to mean. It's supposed to mean more, you know?
It's supposed to mean something when the president actually did something that is...
It's impeached on something real, yeah.
Yeah, see, you just hit the nail on the head on something real. But the Democrats don't have anything real. The Democrat Party doesn't have anything real.
They don't like him because he's a man. That's all it is.
And he's a manly man.
Yeah. He's a man's man. I mean, you know, and there's a lot of us out there, too, and that's the thing. You know, they try to make it seem like there's not a lot of us out there, but we are still the dominant force in this world. So,
yes,
you know, we're doing the good thing, and we're still fighting the good fight, man. I just want to let you know, Magasota, we're going to win Minnesota. We're going to get Minnesota to Trump, and, you know, they always say that, you know, Minnesota's always gone blue, even when Reagan won every state back in 1984. The only state that went blue was Minnesota. But you know what? It's because Mondale was from Minnesota. That's the only reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well, hey, Aaron, thank you so much for the call.
Yep, thank you, sir, and I'll talk to you another time.
All right, take care.
Yep.
All right, let's go to this one here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Derek from Idaho.
Derek.
How are you doing, Will?
All right, good. Thanks for calling me, Derek.
So I called you probably been about a year and a half ago now, but I kind of wanted to respond to that one dude who had called earlier, said he didn't feel sorry for us. I was like, I'm not going to talk to that. I just want to tell you, here in Idaho, we have a little bit of a kind of a youth MAGA thing going on. It's kind of interesting with the schools. You have these liberal teachers who hate on Trump, and then the kids go to school wearing MAGA hats. it's normal here. All the kids here wear MAGA hats. All of them wear Trump hats, and they even have prayer groups before they go into school. So
really?
It's kind of a different story out here. And then different than it is in like California, but that's kind of, my sister's a teacher and she meets with other teachers in the morning and they pray, even though they're not allowed to pray with the kids, they all do it separately. And then they go to school. That's actually kind of a cool thing. I told my nephew back when the MAGA hat thing first started and I had one and he was going to borrow mine, go to school. And he said, I don't want to offend anyone. I said, you know what? Most people are just waiting for someone else to take the lead.
That's
you just
true.
Go ahead and wear it, and you're going to find out that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to support you in that. So he did, and next thing you know, you got a bunch of kids walking out of school every day, putting on their MAGA hats, and then they they go to school with their MAGA hats, take them off because they can't wear hats in school most
of
the time.
Yeah, right.
But
they're wearing them on the school grounds, right, while they're outside.
Right, yeah.
That's good. And you know what? So it's pretty. You know, it's absolutely awesome to hear that. And then none of them are like being attacked by the left.
No. In fact, we actually had a problem with one. I don't want to, you know, say too much, but one of the teachers here, it's kind of a pushing the gender identification thing, this new transgender thing. And we got a no contact order with the students. So she can't talk to them about that kind of stuff.
Really?
A lot of parents raised holy.
Well, good for you know what? Good for you. Good for you for standing up for your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, well, the next thing you know, so it's not working in that route. So now they're trying to. She's running for mayor. So now we're trying like, well, now we got to find someone to run in there against.
Oh,
there,
wow. Yeah.
It's this ongoing fight always. But I think that the youth, they're catching on. They get it. They're not fooled at all by it. It's one thing that I thought when I was in Iraq back in 2004, 2005, I told this guy from Newsweek, I said, you know, the difference between now and back in Vietnam is we can call home and tell them when you're full of it.
Yeah.
He got this look in his eyes like, oh, doggone it, you're right. Well, now people don't even watch the news. They don't even know if anybody's really ever, does anybody really watch CNN or MSNBC?
You know,
it seems like they're all just
flat. That's a good question.
My family, we all listen to you. My sister, every time I put you on, she's like, hi, Will.
Cool. Hey, you know what? I really appreciate it because I want to thank you for the call, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Bye.
So, you know, I want to say I really appreciate it. And I see you, Rogue55. God bless you. I really do appreciate it. And a lot of people listen. And I try to get everything that the news is talking about and presented to everybody. But I can't do this without you. I need your help. I need your assistance. I'm doing this all on my own. This is my job right now. I don't have a day job. I try to get information, try to gather information to bring it to you as much as possible. So this is where I'm at right now, and this is all that I have. So I need your help as much as possible. I don't want to sound like I'm begging. But how do other people do it, right? How do you run a business without asking someone for help? How do you engage and be able to go to different places without asking for help? I have to swallow my pride and ask for help. You know, I mean, seriously, that's what it is. And I'm not asking people like give me $1 million, I could do a lot, okay? And I would do what needs to be done with it. I wouldn't do it and get like some of these politicians where they get these millions of dollars and they go lavish dinners and stuff like that. I wouldn't do that. I would do it with what needs to be done. Because I would see it as God saying, here's the opportunity, Will, do it. So with that said, I want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. We are on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes as well. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and sign up for the newsletter. That's the only way I can keep you informed about what's happening because they're blocking me on these various different platforms. With that said, I want to thank everyone again for being with me. Please help me out. Donate at UniteAmericaFirst.com. You like this shirt? You like this hat? You can get them at UniteAmericaFirst.com where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down to escalate. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big